Support your hosts of the TagCast podcast at Helium Comedy Club's Portland's Funniest Person Competition 2012. Both Terry Guile and Dustin Gatchel are competing this year. Terry's preliminary round is June 2nd at 7:30 p.m. and Dustin's is June 7th at 8 p.m. Audience votes are crucial in the prelims, so get out and support. June 2nd and 7th at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, 1510 Southeast 9th at Hawthorne.
Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
And now it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk off name. I don't like your jerk off face. I don't like your jerk off behavior. And I don't like you jerk off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. All right, welcome to episode 4 of the TagCast Podcast. I'm Terry Guile, and he is...
Gatch.
He's just Gatch.
I'm Gatch.
Hey, I think I recognize that song in the background. You know what?
Sounds familiar.
I think I know the guy who wrote this. Check it out. Actually, we'll be honest here. Dustin wrote this riff with his mouth.
I know.
And he sent it over to local rock god Floyd Jr.
Dude, he did an amazing job.
I can't say his name right.
I don't know. I've never heard him say it. And I've never asked.
So check it out. It's GarageBand via the iPad.
I know. That's a great job. He sent it over the same day. He had it all done. The mixed up was great. We worked on some lyrics together.
Excellent.
And
I thought
it'd
be a
together.
Nice.
It's awesome.
A little sound bed for the intro of our podcast. So, thanks, Floyd, from Forest Hills Fall. All right. So, yeah, episode 4, we got our audio back in check. We figured out what our problem was. Problem was we had the recorder on room mic.
I know.
That's why it sounded like a room mic. Oh.
I'm going to fuck up during every episode. That's going to be like my running gag.
So we turn our head away from the microphone and cough up a big loogie, and it was just louder than...
We would turn our head toward
the recorder and cough, thinking that we're away from the microphone. So it didn't work out that good. But hey, you could hear it. It wasn't too annoying. And
I know.
We still had a few downloads, but... One thing we didn't have is as many downloads as episode 1, so maybe you guys were busy for the weekend or something.
I don't know what's going on.
Get on there, you guys. I think we got 3 times as many downloads of episode 1.
We got 43 likes on Facebook, but that could go up, I think.
Yes, thanks to the likes on Facebook.
Yes.
But, our sound is back in check. We got our sound effects back and our sound beds, and we're going to have a little couple spots that we're making because we're branching out.
Hell yeah.
What have you been up to over the Memorial Day weekend? It's hump day.
I spent a lot of time relaxing. I didn't do like a whole lot, but I chopped down the shrub in my front yard. That was pretty glorious.
You did some manscaping?
It's like it's like 8 feet tall, and it's a hindrance getting in my door because of it. And I tried to trim it just with the big old scissors that you get.
Right.
But then it just looks like a big old brown twig.
I did
6 feet wide.
Too. And it took like probably 6 months to even grow out to where it didn't just look like a twiggy.
Yeah.
Like that model from the 70s.
I cut it down to about a foot tall. And I don't know if my landlord's going to flip.
You cut 7 feet off of it?
Yeah, I cut 7 feet off of it. And it's like it's in a duplex, so it's symmetrical with the other one. And so there's this full green bush, 8 feet tall, over by his door, and in my door is like a 1 foot twig.
Did you do it with like a hand trimmer, or did you use like a...
After a while, I just got a wood saw, and because they're probably as big around as a baseball bat.
You used a wood saw?
I had to use a wood saw. I mean, it was like cutting down a 10-year old tree easily.
You know, in my opinion, it's a lot easier to use like a weed whacker.
Yeah. Well, there's no way that would have went through it.
I bet it took you longer than that. Actually.
I know. I used a hacksaw, and that was just too much. But I don't know. I've had mixed reactions on whether or not people have told me that it's not going to grow back, definitely. And I've had people that say, oh, it'll just grow back.
It'll grow back, but it'll just take its own sweet time.
Yeah, and that's fine. I don't. It's a rental. Why would I care about?
You know what? The longer it takes to grow back, the longer it'll be before you have to trim it again.
I know. That's exactly why I cut it down so far. I'm just trying to get the neighbor to get his down symmetrical before the landlord comes over.
Trees and bushes and stuff in my yard because I'm tired of the fruit. We had like a pear tree. It's not a tree anymore. It's now a. I made the stump into a stool.
Nice.
It's not really a stool. It's a chair. It's a stump chair. And so it's my little stump chair. But it was hollow all the way through. It was like rotted out. And there was like dirt and like little centipedes and stuff inside the tree. And so like some of the things were had such a big hole in them. My wife, the crafty little biatch that she is, she took those and she got all the dirt out of them and like put potting soil in it and planted flowers inside like a little log. So
right on, that's cool.
Yep, so that's what we've been doing. But before we talk any more about our weekend, we better get to our Amazon plug. You got something for me there?
Yeah. Well, what do you buy on Amazon? I know you do some shopping. You buy strings or
it's been a while since I've been on Amazon, but I mostly buy stuff for my Kindle. I buy books. The last two things I bought from Amazon was the two newest Stephen King books, and but they got great deals. They're comparable with eBay, and you don't have to wait 5 to 7 days for the auction to end and wonder how much you're going to pay.
Yeah. All we ask is you just go to our website before you go to Amazon and click on the Amazon link, and it doesn't change anything. It's just we get a little bit of a kickback every time you buy something.
What's the website that you go to?
Tagcastpodcast.com.
Awesome. Yeah, and then there'll be a little thing in the right
Yeah, it's right there. You can't miss it.
And it says Shop Amazon, I believe, and it's yellow.
Yeah.
So you click on that, it takes you right to Amazon, it doesn't cost you anything more, and we get a little kickback.
Yeah, instead of going to Amazon.com, just go to TagCastPodcast.com.
Yeah.
And you can listen to our episode while you shop.
Yeah, and then that saves us some setup time, because we have to fiddle around with cords that are shorted out and mics that may or may not work, or people who don't know how to turn the mic on.
I know, and our guests are demanding money. That's like $100 minimum or something. Yeah. No, that's not true. No.
We only had to pay Seth $50. Friday.
That's fine. He came on a jetpack and he demanded we paid for his.
You know what I think is kind of funny? And I hope you're listening, Seth Milstein, because he listened to episode one and he was like, wow, I was really pretty impressed with your guys' audio. He goes, it wasn't like another podcast, which will remain nameless, that he went on and he goes, they used one of those middle of the table mics. And it just sounded kind of echoey and I had to turn it up. He goes, I should have expected nothing less from rockers and gearheads like yourself.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, thanks for that pat on the back. And then he comes in, and it sounds like a room mic.
I know. We don't even put the mic in the middle of the table. We put it over to the side of the room.
Yeah, to where we turn our heads to cough. Because he was sick, and I'm glad that I'm kind of over it. My voice doesn't really show it audially, orally. How do you say it? You can't hear it in my voice, but I was
Orioli.
Sick. I was sick over the weekend, and I blamed it on Seth, but could have been
he was
little...
here. You did stand, you know. You
well,
guys
I was
were,
licking his
mic
like an ice cream cone after he left.
Yeah, that is true.
Weird. I don't know why I would have done that. But So, shop at Amazon, but go to tagcastpodcast.com. There's also a donate button there if you don't have anything on your wish list that you want to buy, just click donate and give us a buck if you have it. If you don't, just keep listening for free.
Or, we're both in Sons of Confusion. If you wanted to go to sonsofconfusion.com, you could just buy the new Three Feather Pimp album if you wanted.
Yep, and that'll be a tiny penny of profit in our pocket that we use to
It'll just be something.
Some
and
stuff.
You'll get something for it, You'll get good tunes.
That's right. Good tunes and good times. All right, so, we had a busy, kind of, not busy, but long weekend. It was good.
You know what I noticed? I watched a lot of TV this weekend, and just because I have it on in the background, because as you know, I can't turn my TV off, because if I do, then it takes hours to turn back on.
Is that why you cover it up with a sheet?
Yeah, I just don't like it. I'll just end up staring at it.
Or is that a koozie?
Yeah, it's a TV koozie.
You got a TV koozie.
But during the Memorial Day weekend on the History Channel, which does not show anything about history anymore, you got to go to History 2 for that.
History, like MTV.
Yeah, it is. They had a day and a half, I swear, of nonstop American Pickers and a day and a half nonstop of Pawn Stars episodes. And I was watching one Pawn Stars, and that's a lot. Is that how you celebrate Memorial Day, Pawn Stars?
Some people probably did with the marathons, but
I know.
Like I said about Storage Wars, I can't run 26 miles of Pawn Stars. And here's what came to my mind is the name Pawn Stars, is that a twist on the phrase porn stars?
Oh, yeah. When I first saw it on there, that's what I thought. What?
Elmer Fudd's got a new show. It's called Pawn Stars. It's about selling pornography to a little shop in Las Vegas.
I saw one, though, that the guy had... He brought a Lamborghini to the pawn shop.
Did he just want to pawn it?
He wanted to sell it at the pawn shop. And I'm thinking, why would you sell a Lamborghini at a pawn shop? He wanted $115,000.
I can give you $10,000.
I know. They were stuck between $95,000 and $100,000.
Hey, Chumley, you want to come in here and see if you might want to take this Lamborghini for a spin?
I don't know. Why would you want to sell it there, though? I mean...
Why wouldn't you go to Dick's Discount... driveways or
Think you could somebody that's looking for a Lamborghini is going to find you if you're selling a Lamborghini,
especially in Vegas. There's a lot of rich
exactly.
people in Vegas and
those long roads.
You see a Lamborghini
roads.
Driving down the road in Vegas and not go whoa, whoa.
Yeah, you just think oh there's Chris Angel.
You see a Lamborghini in Albany and you're like what the fuck, it's like seeing a limo. You're like what is going on right now. Yeah, there was one thing I wish I would have done this weekend. There was a bunch of good shows abroad and everywhere. And did you hear about the dude from Yob, our buddy Mike Scheit?
What about him?
Okay, well, first let me set up the story. I don't know why I got into this topic, but I'm going to get this card out of here now. But anyway, they flew to Brooklyn and headlined in Brooklyn, New York on Wednesday. And then I don't know if they had a gig after that, but then they went to London to the All Tomorrow's Parties Festival, where, check this out, they played with, it was Yob, the Melvins, Sleep, Wolves in the Throne Room, and Slayer.
What?
Yeah, that was all the bands for the night. And Mike Scheit got kicked out during Slayer for trying to do a stage dive during Angel of Death.
I saw that, and like three security guys got him
Five security guys? He said, I promptly had my ass handed to me by five security guards and was booted from the festival. And one of his friends later said on a comment, he's like, so I saw you get... like roughed up by some security guards. I hope you're okay. And he said, I'm fit as a fiddle. Everything's good. No worries. But I just thought that was weird. It doesn't matter if you're on the gig. I guess you can still get kicked out of the festival.
There's some badass pictures that I saw flowing around of him. I assume it's at the festival. Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Yeah. This dude, Tim something or other, took some pictures and it was all the bands from, like, it was a 3-day thing. Like the second day was Afghan Whigs headlining. And I can't remember. And that's the day that Mudhoney played. And so they had like a metal day and an alternative day.
Nice.
Then, so they go from Brooklyn to England, and then they fly back Sunday to play Maryland Death Fest with Suffocation and Orange Goblin and Electric Wizard, I think.
Check out all those bands if people have not checked those out.
So the reason I'm blabbering on about this is because I have total respect and admiration for our buddies in Yob.
Yeah.
Travis. And
great guys.
Aaron. Yeah. And they're living the dream right now, you know? I mean... touring with Tool was cool for 9 days, but I mean, stuff like that is just the stuff that dreams are made of.
I know, it's mind-blowing to think about that.
And they had it set up so awesome to where it was like two stages, so there's no breakdown time. So Yob plays for till 8:15, and the Melvins start at 8:15 on the other stage.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no overlapping. A lot of those festivals, they have bands playing at the same time, and sometimes you want to check out both bands and you can't. So that's always cool.
Yeah, that's the way to get it down to where, you know, you just have it. You know, where you're going in waves back and forth.
Yep. So, yeah, that's what I wish I would have done is I wish I would have went to Brooklyn and then London and then Maryland.
You need to get in on how can you become their merch bitch?
I think his girlfriend is probably that or maybe Aaron's brother.
Yeah.
Dustin.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be anybody's bitch. I want to be Travis's drum tech. Travis, I know you're probably not listening to this, but if anyone knows Travis Foster, tell him that Terry Giles should be their drum tech on their next European tour.
Yeah, let's get a petition going on petitiononline.org or whatever that site is.
I won't even require per diem. Just the one Snickers bar a day and a liter of Mountain Dew, and I will set up those drums like a motherfucker. So anyway, that's my first topic.
Did you hear about that guy, the zombie dude?
that's one of my fucking things. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
The guy who ate the bum's face off?
Yeah.
Yes, I did read about that. It was a zombie apocalypse coming true now or what?
I think so, because, I mean, obviously what I heard was he was doing
You researched it because I didn't get a chance to.
He was doing the bath salts. And I hear the bath salts are, you know, like LSD and stuff. But I'm thinking, does it matter then? Because, I mean, if taking the bath salts causes you to, like, eat somebody's face to get to their brain, that basically is a zombie because it's controlling your brain.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
So zombies are real then. And it just reminds me of, like, the vampires. Back in the day, you know, people would get the implants and they started drinking teeth. Now everybody wants to be zombies because it's a cool, hip thing.
Right. So here's my wonder, because I've watched a lot of zombie movies, but I'm not a huge true zombie fan.
Yeah.
How do they turn into a zombie initially? Do they die just a normal or horrific or regular death, and then they come back to life for no reason, or is it
I think it's the... In legend, I think it's like you get bitten by a zombie, right?
Yeah,
and then
but
you
that's
become
like
a zombie.
The chicken or the egg? Who bit the first zombie?
I don't know. Yeah, because I mean, ultimately, if they eat your brains, do you become a zombie after you're brainless?
And that's kind of very close to the vampire thing, where if you get bit by a vampire, you become a vampire, right?
Yeah.
Well, who was the first vampire, and who did he get bit by to become a vampire?
Or was Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Oh, I thought that was the last vampire. I thought it was Brad Pitt. It was way before him.
Yeah, it was. And then that, what's her name, Kirsten Dunst.
Well, anyway, bath salts, that explains it because I didn't read that.
Yeah. Have you ever taken bath salts?
No, I've used them for bath.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I saw a thing on Intervention. It was about probably 4 or 5 months ago, which was long before we started podcasting. So that's a nice story to bring up this, because it blew my mind that this dude was like addicted to bath salts, and he was not only,
I heard about that episode.
He was snorting them up like crank or whatever you snort, coke. And then he was going crazy, and he had like a vaulted ceiling house with like a half wall bookcase thing. And he was up on top of the half wall, like 12 feet up in the air, up by the vaulted ceiling, with a regular water bottle, a spray bottle that had like a piece of, maybe it was a coffee filter or something, rubber banded to the nozzle. And then he had a flashlight with something rubber banded, was like a filter for the light.
Yeah.
And he had the light and he was spraying and he was going, and he was saying, see him, see him. And you couldn't see anything. And he was seeing these shadows.
He was seeing something.
Shadow people.
He was seeing spirits.
He was seeing shadow people, and that's what they call them. And then he was climbing up on his roof, and they're like, dude, you're like out of your mind right now. You shouldn't be up on the roof because you're high on bath salts. And he's like, I have to fight the shadow people. I'm going to fight the shadow people. So in my amazement, I post on Facebook, what is the world coming to? They're snorting bath salts, and like the head shops know that it's not for human consumption because it says right on the package. But
yeah, it's the head shop selling it, right?
For human consumption, but not really.
Yeah.
In air quotes. And so I posted a thing, and then one of my friends from Reno said, oh, it's out of control down here. They're shooting it up like dope.
What?
They're cooking it up, bath salts, and shooting it in the vein.
Dude, that ain't no bath.
And going totally batshit crazy, like psycho. Talking to people.
Why wouldn't you just like take a bath with some bath salts and get a little cut on your wrist or something and like rub it in there a little bit? And
it's
then...
like, well, I'd been addicted to methamphetamines for 5 years and my friends told me I needed to clean up. So I went to get some bath salts, and the next thing I know, I was snorting that stuff.
They didn't have any lavender over there for my bath, so I just got some bath salts.
So do you know how bad it is if you actually get some soap in your mouth or in your nose and you could taste it if it's in your nose? So you're snorting, like, if it's unscented, it still smells like soap.
Yeah.
I bet it's not salty. It's just crystals that resemble salt, is hence the name bath salt.
Yeah, but they'd have to burn, though. I mean, they got a pH value, right?
He was like, I don't know how many druggies are out there or how many druggies you've been friends with, but you've probably all seen someone take a line of up their nostril.
No.
Oh, their whole face squinches up and their eyes start watering, and they're like, God,
that's how you know it's good shit, right?
Good shit. It's so clean. So maybe because of the fact that the bath salts burn so hardcore, That makes it even. That's good shit.
Well, they don't really. Yeah, they don't cut bath salts with anything, do they? When they're selling it at the store,
they might. Maybe they should because of the fact that it's so hardcore.
Yeah, maybe if it's I would imagine. I don't know.
Just having some technical difficulties over here.
It's fine.
But yeah, bath salts are crazy. And so, did the guy get arrested for eating the hobo face?
No, he got shot.
Oh, so he's dead.
I couldn't get a confirmation of whether or not he was dead, but like they told him to stop eating the guy's face.
Did they use a
silver and then
bullet?
they shot him like five times. I'm not sure on that, but
did
yeah,
have any
that's
video
what I,
of it?
I don't know about that either. I don't know. It was a couple days ago, right? And I kept seeing stuff about zombie apocalypse now and stuff.
Like,
and then I heard about the story today.
Wow, that's crazy pants.
Yeah, it is. I mean. Realistically, it's a zombie. The guy was trying to eat his brains or get to him. I mean,
so I'm wondering if the cop saw him and instantly thought, "Holy shit, he's eating his face off." Where's my silver bullet gun?
Right.
I know
werewolves
vampires,
are next.
I know werewolves, but I think you do like maybe from watching The Walking Dead only one season. I've only seen one season, but didn't they use silver bullets or? Said something about a silver bullet.
I think they might have said something about it, but they were always going after that big pile of guns.
We have guns.
What's going on with those guys?
They have joined the Warped Tour contest.
Oh, yeah, they're trying to get on that contest. I think they can do it, man. They got quite a following.
Also, 30-pound test. Shout out for both of our bro bands.
Right on. Those guys are too, huh?
Yep, and I don't know. I used to do stuff like that, and I'm kind of to the point where I encourage people to do it if they want to, but it's kind of a big undertaking, and you really got to bust your ass to get anything from it, and expectations can be brought down, you know. I saw a movie the other day. It was an older movie. I'm trying to remember the name of it right now, but it's escaping me. But there was a quote in it that was it hit me enough to where I like wrote it down to where now maybe I can remember it. Expectation is just forced resentment.
Yeah.
Because if you expect something and it doesn't happen, then of course you're going to be resentful.
No,
and it's good to have expectations, I guess, but it's also kind of dangerous.
It pushes you. Yeah, but you don't want to set them too high, though, you know, where you know that you won't obtain them at all, you know?
Right.
I mean, you got to be realistic within them, but you also got to push your limits, too, I believe. Otherwise, you know, you don't know what you're capable of.
And I think some of those bands that join those contests and actually win, I don't think necessarily every one of them has to get out there and spam everybody's page or, you know, not spam it, but like just relentless promoting. Some of them are good enough and they'll just, you know, find out by doing it. And I think We Have Guns is gaining a little bit of a following. And
yeah, they got some good songs, you know. They got those anthemic songs.
Kids like to sing about blackout parties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and while we're talking about them, we might as well talk. It ain't going to take away from us. Toby from We Have Guns has been working Sunday nights on 101.5, and he needs more ratings in order to bring local music back to the airwaves. They've told him that if he can bring in a bigger bunch of listeners, then he can actually start playing kind of like the Edge used to do, remember? And that way you can actually get some airplay.
Well, that would be great.
It's like impossible these days, especially probably in bigger cities, to get your band on the radio. And I know it's mostly narcissistic to want to get your band on the radio.
No, but it's kind of cool, though. And it gives all your friends a nice little bump, too, you know, of excitement.
Yep.
So they don't have to start sniffing bath salts or whatever to get off, you know. Put some local music on the radio and save the generation.
Maybe we should call up the local bath salt company and see if they want to do an ad.
Sponsor our drug party?
Pipeline probably sells that stuff.
They might.
Sell Salvia, which is comparable. I mean,
I bought that at the grocery store, like in
Salvia?
A little... Yeah,
how do you say it?
Yeah, it was in a little container. It was an herb for like $2.
Did you smoke it?
No, it grew and it died. I can't grow a fucking thing.
Oh, you tried
to
grow it?
Yeah, it was a plant. It was in a little container in the back, like with the basil.
Wow, you could grow it and then like be rich.
Sell
it to our surfer.
I didn't know anything about it. I just knew it.
I haven't seen Al for a long time, but I haven't.
I haven't either. I told him about
that. He likes that stuff.
Dude, he loves that stuff.
Which is weird. I'm not saying anything bad about him. I hope you're listening, Al, because I haven't seen you forever.
But I don't know if I can handle that going on.
Yeah, that's crazy. I have another friend who, he was trying to quit weed, so he went to the head shop and bought, it wasn't salvia, but it was like incense or something that you smoke. And he said he came home from work, he bought 3.5 grams for $35.
Yeah.
And he smoked 2 bong hits and felt like he was tripping on acid for 45 minutes.
And what was this stuff?
It was this incense. It was smokable. It was legal.
Like an
weed.
Herbal blend?
Yeah, it kind of said legal weed on it, but it was like incense, and it's probably not for human consumption. He goes, it would have been cool if I would have wanted to fry an acid for 45 minutes. He goes, but I just wanted to get stoned a little bit. He goes,
sometimes,
so I took 2 hits. He goes, don't take 2, just take 1.
Sometimes I think I get too high, though. I don't really like lately, but there was a while there that, I don't know, maybe it's just a type of weed, because I don't really like get into the strains and... So I don't know, I don't know what strain.
You should go to the cannabis cafe, dude. They have
I don't know what strain like heightens my anxiety or which one just makes me giggle.
You gotta
like
watch Weed Wars. It depends. They have these new testers that they can test the amount of THC and the amount of CBCs, which is another. Do you know what CBCs are?
Canadian bucks?
No. It's kind of like that. I can't even pronounce it correctly because I'm not a scientist, but it's like. Cannabinoids.
All right. I know what you're talking about.
So if your weed has a higher CBC level than your THC level, then it's going to be better for not getting you like head high. It's going to relieve your pain.
Ah, I see.
Another friend of mine recently had a back surgery, and then he was pretty good for a while, and then he like threw his back out, and he doesn't really like taking oxys and methadone or whatever. So.
A lot of people don't.
But he also doesn't like not being able to lay in any patient position without being in an extreme amount of pain. So my friend got him these little weed pills. They're like capsules. They look like vitamin E pills. They're clear capsules with like honey stuff in them.
It's
grape seed oil and hemp extract. And he said that worked better than any. He goes, Oxycontin takes away the pain, but I get wasted, and then in 4 days I have to go through withdrawals to stop taking them. So he ate these, and you can get like, I don't know. Go get your weed card, you guys, if you got health problems, because they will totally help you.
You can
get like 500 weed capsules for like $50 or something stupid. And
you can get weed suppositories, too.
If
that's what you're into,
the big ones are the best.
they're
called blunts.
The big black weed suppositories.
Our program today is brought to you by Big Black Blunts. New weed suppositories.
Yep, a blunt for your blunt.
Can I be blunt with you? Hey, that's not funny. Yeah.
Remember our segment last time? We had the shit talk segment. So I had another little segment today. You know how dogs, they like to eat their own shit, right?
Yes.
And they also like to chase their own tail. So I was wondering if, like, dogs chase their own tail because they farted, and then they're just, like, trying to get to that shit, but they're too dumb to, like, realize there's no actual shit. It's just a stink coming out of their asshole.
Well, we talked about that. It's actual particles.
Yeah, so maybe he's trying to get the particles all on his...
You've seen dogs chomp at the air when they're in a car with their mouth out. Well, that's what they're doing. They're chasing their tail. But I saw an advertisement on the internet the other day for something. I can't remember the name of it, but it keeps your dog from eating their stool.
Yeah.
But then right next to it was a pack of doggy breath mints. So if you've got the medicine to keep your dog... Maybe it's something that they eat that makes their shit taste shitty. Because saw a thing on My Strange Addiction where this lady had been drinking her own urine for 4 years. That was basically all she drank. And she calculated it up. She had drank over 900 gallons of urine. And she had been drinking about 80% of all the urine that comes out of her body. And she said that it's not gross. It tastes good. It's kind of an acquired taste. But
does she wait till it's cold?
Here's the gross stuff. She would keep some jars of it in her bathroom. And I don't know if any of you weed people who like to take drug tests and try to cheat on them or have randoms at work. I used to keep...
Bring your number two pencil.
I used to always keep my a little jar of pee in my pocket
because
I was on a second chance program where I worked. And after you have urine in a container for about 7 to 10 days, it starts to sort of coagulate, and there gets to be like white little floaties in there. Almost looks like drops of semen in your piss. Which was just weird.
So it starts to separate the chemicals.
So every couple of weeks I'd have to get a new specimen of urine to carry around with me. But so she would leave, this lady who likes to drink her urine would put jars of it in her bathroom for, say, 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
And then it would, she would use it as lotion.
What?
Because it would get that white creamy stuff in there. She would take baths.
Now, why would she do this? Did she read it on the internet that that's how they used to do it?
She was trying to cure her cancer. It's called urine therapy.
Well, I guess unless you somebody tests it out, you never know, right?
So check this out. Not only that, she would mix a half and half bath of piss and water and bathe in it. And then she had this little eye cup. It's a little cup that you're supposed to soak your eyes.
I-C-U-P?
Eye cup. It's like a, it's like an iPod.
Oh, that kind of eye cup.
No, it's like an iPod. It's an electronic cup that you don't drink out of. No, no. It's a little cup that fits over your eye.
Yeah, I'm familiar with those.
And then you put... medicine or something. So she would put piss in it and then like soak her eyeball with her eye open for
did she have
minutes.
Eyeball cancer?
And then she, I don't know if you've heard of breathable foods, but they've been coming out with these. She would actually breathe urine through her nose and drink it. By somehow she can suck it up her nose without it going into her lungs and then drink it, so that that covers her nasal cavity and she covers her eyes. And then she'd been getting sick, and her daughters were worried about her because they thought that the piss was messing her up. And
what you think?
No, she said it's totally healthy. And then she would like be drinking. This is why I got onto the subject where you're talking about stool tasting bad.
Yeah.
So she said she cannot eat asparagus anymore because asparagus makes her urine taste really bitter.
Oh, I bet
and
it
she,
does.
And,
yeah.
And she has to drink her urine daily. So if she if she if she eats asparagus, then it's really tough for her to drink her urine. And she was chugging down. She drinks it like beer drinking contest style. 16 ounce.
Man. Yeah, like
then,
like you're
then she's swallowing
teenagers it. With their dad's wine.
And she's kind of squinting her face up like she just did a line of crank that we were just talking about. And
line
she's
of
going,
bath salts.
It doesn't taste bad. It doesn't taste bad. But her face says it tastes bad. It tastes bad. And then she's like, today it's kind of lemony, actually. It tastes a little lemony, a little salty.
Well, it probably does if you know you had some lemon peppered chicken or whatever.
I just don't understand
lemonade.
Why anyone would want to drink their own urine. And the doctor said, okay, well, here's the deal. Urine is like 97% water. So really, it's just going through you. The 3% of toxins, though, are what is bad. And as that those three toxins that were flushed out, 3% of toxins, are reintroduced into your system over and over again, that your toxin levels will build up,
yeah,
and that can make you very ill. So
yeah.
I don't know if she stopped.
Well, it's just recycling the same fluid, right? Yeah.
The one I saw other day, this girl had been drinking nail polish for 3 years.
What? Why are these people doing this?
To get on TV, dude. Fucking duh.
Well, you can
why
do that.
On
why
the internet?
Why not just, you know, make a giant 12-pound burger and invite that man versus food guy to come over to your restaurant or Gordon Ramsay to come fix up your restaurant? That seems to be the way to go to get on TV.
That one lady was eating her dead husband's ashes with a fucking lick-em stick.
Oh, man.
Well, actually, yeah. She would lick her finger. And then she would dip it, lick a dip.
Then, lick a dip.
So she was so worried that pretty soon her husband's going to be all gone. She had ate 1 ounce of the 6 ounces of ashes.
Oh, man.
And she said it was an accident because she carried him around with him everywhere because she missed her husband so bad that she couldn't be away from his side. And then she accidentally spilled a little bit, and so she put it back in there, but there was some
so
ash residue,
it, yeah.
And so she licked it, and she just... said she could feel her husband in her and closer to her. And they go, does it taste good? She goes, it kind of tastes like rotten eggs with sulfur and crunchy pieces of, because there's bones and stuff in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, if she,
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
If she was thinking that he was inside of her just from the little tab on her finger, you know she was like dipping her dildo in there and like taking it to town, right? With her husband's ashes all stuck in the lube.
She could just like put one little thin layer of lube over her dildo and then just like dip and stick it.
Yeah, dip and stick.
This is like, ooh.
Man, I got to get me some of those dipping sticks now.
I'm hungry for crunchy grape nuts. Okay, I'm picking. Okay, we're going to skip that one for now. I was trying to find a topic, but...
what topics you got over there?
That's one thing that I'd like to mention now that I've talked of topics. We post some things on our Facebook, and nobody ever gives us topics. Did you get any emails?
I didn't get any emails except for your test one.
Yeah.
Email. People should be sending us emails, send us something. We'll read it on the air. We'll respond. You need time, advice on something?
You know, if you're going to take time to listen, you might as well get to listen to something that you're interested in. So
and you can do that at tagcast.com.
Hey.
No, tagcastpodcast.com. Sorry. Contact at tagcastpodcast.com. I had to,
that's CONTACT.
Yeah.
At.
Or you can just
T-A-G.
Throw it on our Facebook wall or something.
C-A-S-T.
You know, we'll see it there too.
podcast.com/click. Hey. This is a funny
word.
Story. This isn't even a recent current event, but have you ever had a bug in your ear?
I thought I've had an earwig in there, but I don't think
so.
Do
I was
that.
Watching this movie. You texted me earlier in the week and asked me if I'd watched any movies lately.
Oh, yeah.
I got on a Christopher Walken kick over the weekend, so I researched some movies that I hadn't seen of him, and then I got on a Jack Black kick because of the new Tenacious D, and I found a movie called Margot at the Wedding or something with Nicole Kidman and Jennifer Jason Leigh and Jack Black, and...
Sounds familiar. I don't know if I've ever seen it, though.
It was not really a funny comedy. It was just kind of a movie. It was one of those movies. It wasn't... I watched it, and I didn't turn it off.
Yeah.
So it was okay, you know? But anyway, what got me thinking about it is she used to climb trees when she was a little girl, so Nicole Kidman climbed up this tree, and then she got too high up there, and she couldn't get down, and then they had to call the fire department because she almost fell like a cat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But she had this gnat that was buzzing around her ear, and that's what made her lose her footing because she tried to swat the gnat. Well, when I was like 20 or 21, I worked at a warehouse in between Brownsville and Albany. And we used to spend a lot of time playing chess. It was graveyard. We'd play chess. We'd play Legend of Zelda on NES.
Yep, old school.
Yep. And one night we were playing chess. We're in the warehouse. And you know those moths that when they're on the window, they're like super long and skinny?
Yeah.
But when they fly, they look like a regular. So one of those moths came and like flew in my ear. And then I like, oh, a moth's in my ear. I tried to get it out. And I thought I got it out. And I couldn't feel it in there. And then about 10 minutes later, we're still playing chess. And I'm trying to sit there and think and make my move. And I hear this inside my ear. And I'm like, hey, what, look at my ear, because I think that moth is in my ear. And they look in there, they're like, I can't see it. And I was
I know.
That's okay, so I wait. Pawn to... I thought back in the day I would have been getting a text message, but I didn't have... this is 1989, right?
Pizza's at the door.
So, God, I'm freaking out. Fuck, there's a moth in my ear. There's a moth in my ear. So my girlfriend at the time, Trina, she goes, well... let me get the needle nose pliers. I'm like, fuck that. No needle nose pliers in my ear.
Oh,
no, I
mean, shit,
I got
right?
An eardrum in there that's sensitive, okay? Dustin knows about
I do.
One ear.
I can only hear what?
Death on one ear. But then here's the solution. They almost didn't believe me. They were fucking with me. Dude, that was 20 minutes ago. You don't got no moth in your ear. You're just tripping out. So they get a straw. They dip it in water, plug the end, pull it up. The straw's full of water. I turn my head to the side. They left their finger off the straw, dropped the water in my ear, and then out crawls this moth. He was in my brain cavity for like
25
minutes, and when I got him out, I smashed him to bits.
I bet.
You fucking moth get out of my ear.
It was funny when you were just telling that story and you did the visual of like the fly going in your ear.
I hit my headphone.
Well, no, I imagined like the fly going right out to your other ear. Whoa, mic down.
See, that's why we need new equipment, because we got mic stands.
I know. You go to our page and click the Amazon.com shop thing up there at the top, and that's all you need to know.
That's right.
And it doesn't cost you an any extra.
Hey, you go camping very much?
I do not. I used to when I was younger. I went camping quite a bit and hunting, but not in quite a while.
I want to go camping because we missed out on camping last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went once. Well, we go to the country fair, which is coming up.
Yeah.
You have a nice campfire.
Ooh, that's
dude,
nice.
I think there's a fire in your living room.
Holy shit, dude. Is that what's up burning?
It's campfire. I don't even know how long it's going to go, but anyway, I was neglecting my sound effects, so I wouldn't bring them in for a second.
Plus,
I was getting kind of cold. You got any marshmallows? Maybe we could do some.
Yeah, we could. I do got a fresh bag of marshmallows.
Right.
Did you know at the original Olympics, they had illegal substances at the first Olympics?
For sale? Or?
Well, I don't think it was illegal substances, but they had performance-enhancing drugs.
That you could use at the fire went out.
Yeah, at the first Olympics, which was, what, like B.C.? I don't know when it was. But apparently, the athletes...
They didn't have Olympics before Christ, did they?
Back in the Roman days, right?
Oh, that was Gladiator. But is it Olympics, I guess?
I don't know. But anyway, I don't know how... I'm not an Olympic nerd, but I mean... I heard that the athletes ate lizard meat to increase their speed, and it was like an illegal substance, like, ooh, performance-enhancing drugs.
Dude,
you can't eat lizard
fast.
Meat.
You ever seen a lizard? Like, I saw a lizard on National Geographic. He was running so fast, and then he just ran right across the water. It was a fucking Jesus lizard.
Jesus lizard.
I think that's where they got their name.
Dude, he can walk on water.
It's a Jesus lizard.
Dude, could he turn water into sand? Just like a lizard?
Maybe. You turn water into wine. There's a wine and a lizard. Hey, did you see a commercial the other day for Dr. Pepper 10 for men?
Well, Dr. Pepper 10 for men, no.
There's a new soda out that's just for men only. And it's
Dr.
Says,
Pepper 10?
Yeah, it's called Dr. Pepper 10. And... I tried to keep not laughing while I say this. So the commercial has like all these clips from these action movies.
Yeah.
Because it's not for women. And so like only 10 calories.
Yeah, I've seen that it did pop and I think I might have even tasted it. But I
Dr.
mean,
Pepper
I didn't.
10?
Yeah, but I didn't think it was for men.
It's only for men.
What?
So yeah. So I'm watching this commercial, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, actually, my wife pointed out, she's like, what is in that soda that it's only for men? She goes,
aftershave.
Like taurine or something in it? Or, I go, no, girls drink energy drinks. It wouldn't be. And so what did I have to do? I had to go to my little Kindle and go to Wikipedia. And
yep.
Say, so I'm typing in at Google, Dr. Pepper. And before I even got to Pep, it said Pepper 10 just for men. I had
people are looking
this.
It up.
Exactly. So I searched it and I clicked it and it says, why is Dr. Pepper 10 just for men? It says because men don't drink diet soda.
Oh, so it's Dr. Pepper 10, but it's not diet Dr. Pepper.
It is diet Dr. Pepper. It's only 10 calories, but they say that men.
But it doesn't say
little,
diet on the bottle, right?
No. Men are a little too cool to be dieting because dieting is a feminine thing. And so what they're doing is kind of like we've been doing last week. They're testing marketing skills and marketing ploys to see if they say this is just for men or people
who buy
it.
Yeah, it's just a test, right? Yeah.
So I thought, Lord, have there been any other diet drinks that are aimed just at men? I did not realize this, but apparently.
Tab for men?
Pepsi Max.
Oh, was that?
And
Coke, Max,
and
like
Coke
ambidextrous,
Zero.
Actually.
Coke Zero.
I did not know that was aimed at men.
Now, they have never came out and said that, but they said
oh.
that the packaging
oh,
is
okay.
way more masculine. It's not
yeah.
like...
All right.
Diet Dr. Pepper has like tan-colored little bubbles on it. Dr. Pepper 10 for men is gunmetal gray.
It is.
And they're not fucking around. So just in case you guys are... wanting to get some fucking manly.
Wow, I had no idea.
I think I'm going to open one right now. Two of them. It's a double
shot. Dude, I hate the idea of diets, though. You know? I mean, diets are...
Well, check this out. It's a diet soda of sorts, but Diet Dr. Pepper has zero sugar, zero calories. This has
yeah.
sugar and calories, just way less, so...
yeah, but the whole point of a diet, though, is... Is it's basically saying you're going to eat healthy temporarily. You're going to do it temporarily. When you should just change your lifestyle if that's what you're, if you're doing it for the better of your health.
Right.
You know, if you're going to diet, that's a temporary thing. You're just in the word itself. You know, you have to change your lifestyle. I'm the last one to be talking about. I mean, you know, pizza and soda, but what, you know, but I mean.
I totally agree, and I'd never even thought about it that way. Like,
yeah.
Why just, it's like quitting doing meth for a couple months.
Yeah, yeah, you know,
I'm just
going
to clean up a little bit and get my body back in shape.
So that I can
then
do a bunch
of
meth
again.
Then when
I go off my diet, boy, I'm going to eat a bunch of
meth. And that's why they never work, you know, because it's like a binge thing.
Exactly, so kudos for that.
Yeah.
No diets, just live healthy.
Don't lie to yourself.
Exactly, I think I live healthy in a weird kind of a roundabout way. I don't eat healthful foods very often.
But you cook yourself, right?
I cook. I don't know.
You know, you eat home meals or whatever.
I'm not a cannibal. I don't cook myself. When I was smaller, I did eat my other foot that they amputated.
You'll start to smell like jerky, though, if you're like sitting out in the sun too long.
One of my dad's religious friends told me if I ate my amputated foot that it would regenerate into a full leg by the grace of Jesus.
Wow.
And that is totally not true. That's fucking funny. Because I just made that up off the top of my head. No, I do cook at home as much as I can. We don't live in a city that has any fast food other than a bar where you can get a burger or the truck stop villa. And so we do. We do. So, you know, sometimes we eat shit out of the toilet.
just to see.
You know, we eat shitty food is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Like frozen pizzas, Hot Pockets. What are you going to pick?
Hot Pocket.
So, but no, I was going to say that I live a healthy lifestyle in the sense of I feel that I live, here I go. I feel I live a pretty righteous life with myself as far as the way I treat people and the way that I want people to treat them. What does that have to do with health? Nothing you might say, but I think it does because it's like a package deal. Don't just go on a diet. Don't just say, I'm going to try being a nicer person for the next month to see if it helps me in a roundabout
way. See what it's like.
And then after a month and I've reached my goal of being cool and nice and acceptable in society,
I'm
just
going
to go back to being a fucking prickhead and saying, I don't mean to be a dick, but we were at Donkey Kong comedy show at Taylor's in Eugene, and this guy, I actually mentioned it a few weeks later. He was one of those loud, belligerent guys that he just walked in the bar and all attention had to be on him immediately. And he was like, yeah, fuck you, dude, for his friend from the bar. And it's like, yeah, you're a pussy. I'm awesome. You guys are lame. Basically, that's paraphrase. And then after about 5 minutes of that, he's like, I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but and I was like, dude, it's a little bit late for that because you've been being a dick. You don't mean to be, or you didn't. You should have said, I didn't mean to be a dick for the last 5 minutes.
Before and after.
Exactly. And I don't know if that dude knows who he is because he was probably too drunk to even remember, but it was pretty funny.
Did you see the picture of Bill Clinton and his prostitute friends? That's what was going party in somebody's mouth.
Is this recent?
Yeah, this was like, it was very
Hillary,
recent.
Hillary, like, split the sheets?
I don't think that wasn't even in play, but it was like...
That doesn't matter?
No, he wasn't with prostitutes. He was with porn stars. Like,
oh, okay.
He was with the AVN, like, Starlet of the Year and another girl, and they were, like, on his arm, and he's with a big old grin, and, I mean, it's just him out there partying with a couple, like... 18-year-old chicks underneath his... porn stars underneath his arms.
That is awesome.
I know, and there's just nothing to say. I mean, you know, I mean, you just gather your own story. There's no, it's exactly what you're looking at, you know. It could have been Charlie Sheen.
Winning. I bet if you asked old Slick Willie if he was winning at that moment, he'd say, yes, I was.
Yes,
and he would
was.
Have his little thumb tip sticking up from his, and I don't understand, George Bush Jr., fucking W, idiot, and Bob Dole, and Bill.
He invented the pineapple, Bob
and
Dole.
Bill Clinton. Those are my three. Now, what strategery, you got George Bush, and you got Bob Dole will win this election, Bob Dole, and then you got Slick Willie, Bill Clinton. They always do that thumbs up thing where they really kind of, like they're going to fist pump you or fist pound you. Sorry, not fisting. And then they just barely have, I can't even show it on the podcast, but their thumb's kind of laid across and it's just a tip of it's kind of sticking up. Like,
you think it's like a public speech technique to like have power over your audience, yeah, maybe, or your crowd, like, I'm the powerful, don't question me.
Like they're holding like a clicker for a PowerPoint thing, you know, like,
yeah, they're pointing at you, but they're doing not really
up. It's kind of like a thumbs out,
maybe
a Zeke Heil with the thumb.
I bet you it's some subliminal trick they're trying to.
They're about
pull
the only
off.
Three I've noticed. I'm going to start watching for the fake thumbs up.
You should.
But and then I said fist.
Is that like a half a thumb when there's you're rating a movie?
Yeah, I think so. There's a
one
shirt,
and a half thumbs up.
There's a shirt I saw in Walmart and it was referring to fist pumping.
Uh huh.
And it had some music notes. I'm going to fuck up the whole thing. Maybe before the episode's over, I'll go and try to find the picture. But it said something to the effect of how fun it is or when you're partying, you want to be doing this. But it didn't say fist pumping. It said fisting.
We can do a link to it from the page or whatever.
Fisting. It had like music notes. It had like music notes and balloons and stuff. And it's like talking about fisting. And I just wanted to let the manufacturer know that's not listening. It's not called fisting. It's called fist pumping.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, there was a world record recently set, recorded with the Guinness Book for 14 hours straight fist pump.
Well, I thought you were going to say a fisting.
That's a great idea.
A 14-hour fist pump.
Because I found out that the best way to get your record in the Guinness Book is to go for a record that doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist, yeah.
He's like, I can fist pump constantly. Yeah. So you know what he did?
I could eat 10 mints in a row. It's never been documented how many mints are eaten in a row.
He super glued his hand into a fist.
Yeah.
So he super glued his hand into a fist so he wouldn't be able to not.
Wait, that's cheating, right?
I don't think so, because he pumped the whole time. Like, I'm sure at least one pump per second for 14 hours. You think, and he never switched arms either, so that would hurt. I've only been doing it since I've been talking about this story.
I know, but if it's
burning,
you still have to do that. But so why would he have to not clinch his fist? Why would it matter if he glued it if that's not the part of the?
Well, I don't know. I guess there was no precedent, so there was no
rules.
Wow,
that's weird, yeah.
And it's like,
well, I guess you'd create your own rules.
What if you're
going
like this? What's this called?
That's
jazz hand.
Yeah. It's a jive pump. Hands or hand jive.
Jazz pump. Willie in the hand jig. I heard some people talking about Jews the other day, and then they were talking about the Bible, and they were talking about how the Gentiles, do you know the Gentiles from the Bible? Do you know what Gentiles are?
Babies? A gentleman?
No, Gentile.
Soft.
No. Gentle. So I had always known that the Gentiles were different and or opposite than the Jews.
Like the X-Men?
But somebody said, so what are Gentiles? And he said, they're not Jews.
So anybody who
anybody
wasn't a
who
Jew?
Wasn't a Jew.
All right.
So I was wondering if a non-Jewish dentist had a practice, if you could call it Gentile dental.
That
was a big setup for a poor
Gentile dentile.
Well, I've heard of
gentle. Would his name be Lyle?
I've heard of Gentle Ben the dentist and Gentle Dentist.
Gentle Dentist the Ben.
Gentle Dentist bent over.
That's
gentle
funny.
Den. Wait, Gentle Ben. Gentile dentile.
So, do you believe dogs have asthma? Do you believe animals get asthma?
Is there... Well, first, before I answer, can I ask you a question?
All right, yeah.
Is there medical proof that dogs have asthma?
I'm not a dog owner or a cat owner, but, like, my friend told me that his little... They got wiener dogs or whatever. He told me that one has asthma, and I'm like, do you give an inhaler? And I can't remember, actually, whether he said they don't have an inhaler. I'm thinking if you're a vet, you could probably go, well, one per household, I'll just tell people that they have a dog with asthma, and what are they going to know?
Right.
So you get them spending 30 bucks a month.
I think that dogs can probably get just about anything. They have a full respiratory system.
Yeah.
I think they could have asthma. They can get cancer. They can get lollipops.
It just seems like it'd be easy to scam.
He's got dog lollipops in his hand. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like
I just can't see one using an inhaler.
Don't they have pills that humans can take for asthma?
I think they do. Yeah, but I think inhaler is still like in the throes of an asthma attack. I think.
The only problem
is more fast acting.
With a human with an inhaler, you have to have the wits and the coordination to push the button and at the same time. Otherwise, it just sprays. I've done it wrong as a kid and probably as an adult. I don't even have asthma, but who hasn't picked up an inhaler and go, oh, this is cool.
Battery acid.
Whoa, that tastes weird. It's making my lungs expand like on that commercial from when I was
a addicted.
Kid. Yeah, now I'm going to start snorting bath salt. No, but you would have to have.
I got a bath salt inhaler. I hooked one up.
Whoa. We should invent a bath salts vaporizer.
With a gas mask attachment.
Exactly. Bath salt masks. Sponsor for today's episode is bath salt masks.
Not sold by Tommy Chong.
Gatch and Guile. But what was we talking about? We're talking about inhaling.
Dogs.
Asthma. I think they would have to have like a CO2 forced air. See, the CO2 or whatever would force the air that is the inhaler kind of like a kind of like that thing that shoots in your eyes if you go to the
dogs would get freaked out, though.
Yeah, they would. They're like, come here. You'd cover it with like cat guts. Dogs eat cats, right?
Yeah.
You cover the end of it. That way they would put it in their mouth. They're like, cat guts. And then you're like, psht, and they're like,
why don't they make cat flavored dog food?
I wondered that. No, I didn't. But you know what I wondered that was very similar that made me thought, why don't they make mouse-flavored cat food?
You think they would.
Yeah.
Maybe mouse tastes like chicken.
Last night, have you ever heard the old adage that it seems like cats... Sorry for that. That's my gooseneck. I'm going to make it...
You got to eat. All right. Goose and cats.
Cats. This is an animal episode. Epidition. This is the animal epidition. It's an epidemic. No, but... you ever heard the old adage that cats kind of see spirits or ghosts because, like, they'll be sitting there and all of a sudden they'll just, like, jump 5 feet in the air and run up the stairs? Or
maybe they're on the spiritual plane.
Or something. Well, last night, my smaller cat, actually, my wife's cat, because we have separate cats, but little Lucy fur, Lucy the kitty, she was howling and meowing and chasing what we thought was a mouse or a moth or something around, or a spider, because she likes to catch things and then she eats them.
Mm-hmm.
Which Dan is like, don't let her eat spiders. She could be poisonous spiders and then she could get poisoned or whatever. But whatever. So
yeah, they're going to eat them.
She's in the other room and we're watching her pounce on this thing and like look like she's picking it up in her mouth and putting it down. But we couldn't see it because it was kind of dark. So we went in and we turned on the light and there was nothing. There was nothing there. So there's a slight possibility that she put it in her mouth and then ate it and then continued to pretend to play with it. And but I don't know. So I think she was eating a ghost moth.
Weird.
Or a ghost pepper.
They're just kind of like chomping at nothing.
She was kind of batting at it on the shaggy kind of carpet.
Yeah.
And then she would like kind of... you know, like Will Ferrell as a cat.
Yeah.
And then she would pick it up with her mouth and kind of shake her... Like she's trying to shake it like she does with a mouse. And then we're like, what has she got? You know, so we went in there and there was nothing. And there was no remnants of any bug, no remnants of in her mouth. But
weird.
She could have eaten it, I guess.
Yeah.
This strange cancer.
Man, I don't know. I believe, you know, I mean, you can never, you know, unless you're a cat, you can never know what they see that we couldn't see.
You know, what we did was we kind of forgot to pay attention to when we started the podcast, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we're about 52 in.
Oh, you're on top of things. You're the producer. Hey, we put a little spot on. I don't know if you're going to run it before or after the show, but we've got that Helium Comedy Contest.
Yeah, we'll probably run that before.
Now, that's going to be in Portland, you guys, and I wanted to talk about Portland for just a second here. The place that we like to go the most.
Stumptown.
After... a show, whether it be music or comedy or visiting friends, we like to go to the Hot Cake House, the original Hot
Sponsor
Cake House.
Sponsor us, Hot Cake House.
Sponsor us. Now, I just want to tell a quick story because we go in there usually about midnight, 1 o'clock, and it's usually pretty busy in there.
Uh-huh.
And there's a line, and so we usually end up, the end of the line is right at where the jukebox is, and I don't know how many of you listeners have been in the Hotcake House, but they have a pretty decent selection of music, so we like to put on some Tom Petty, some Pink Floyd, maybe some Doors and stuff like that.
Yeah, on the jukebox.
On the jukebox, yeah. So I'm standing there. Well, we had already ordered our food at this point. This was a different night, and it wasn't as busy. So I'm standing at the jukebox alone, and there's no line up to where I am, so I'm...
Put another dime in the jukebox.
Right, I'm pulling the Joan Jett, and I'm putting dimes in the jukebox, and so I'm going to pick... Well, I put a couple bucks in. We're going to be there long enough to wait for our food and then eat it, so I wanted to pull out about four or five songs. So I'm pushing the numbers, and it's a four-digit number, and as I push the fourth number, then I get ready to pick my next song. On comes Bringing Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake. Pretty good volume, too, because they're kind of hip. You know, they like to rock it.
Yeah, they like to rock it.
So,
and they want you to be surprised when you accidentally put on the Justin Timberlake song.
Oh, thanks for verifying that it might have been an accident. Everyone in the establishment turns to look at the jukebox to see who exactly it is that's bringing Sexy Back. And I think I had my...
You are.
I think I had my cutoff denim coat with the SOD patch and the Slayer suicidal tendencies, whatever, Napalm Death. I turn around and they're all looking at me and I'm like, hey, just so you know, that track is mismarked and I did not choose it. But, another clarification, I am bringing Sexy Back. And they all kind of chuckled. And
I got my hash browns extra crispy.
And then I found out that their little thing was, the number was moved over to the right, and I couldn't see the last number, and I pushed something wrong. But so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I used to love JT, but I haven't liked him ever since he broke up with Cameron, because he broke her heart.
He did.
I feel bad for her.
It was his dick in a box.
Yeah, you know, I was he ever an actual cast member of Saturday Night Live?
I don't think so, but I think he showed up for those guys in the Lonely Island a couple times.
He was on there like several episodes, and like he would just show up in a skit, and like,
yeah,
I was like, check.
You can't. Not even Lauren Michaels can say no to Justin JT. Timberlake.
And I remember when JT used to always be James Taylor.
I know.
But now it's just
like when LT used to be Lawrence Taylor and now it's LaDainian Tomlinson. That's some sports thing. You don't get it.
Yeah. Lance Thill used to be called Lance Thill.
Yeah.
But now he's LT.
And
he went
L-Dog.
From an LBD to an LT. Hey, did you get anything for your mom for Mother's Day? It was like 2 weeks ago.
No. I offered to take her to Izzy's. She didn't want to go, though.
So
it's like, what are you going to do?
What about your girlfriend at the time? She's a mom. Did you?
Yeah, I took her to Izzy's.
Well, that's cool. See, because you got to do something nice. My mom passed away 20 years ago, so I don't have to get her presents anymore, which is pretty cool. But but I do pay tribute to my mom. But see, I have a stepmom.
Of course.
My wife is a great mother of many.
Yes.
That's what mom stands for. In my case, mother of many. But anyway, I wouldn't want to share this story. No stereotyping. I don't even know. I did find out she was black, but big deal. A Texas woman repeatedly stabbed her fiancé after receiving only a card and flowers from Walmart for Mother's Day.
Wow.
Paige Parkinson, 20, is charged with felony first-degree murder in the death of J.R. Barkin, the father of her two children. So he thought enough to stop off at Wally World and get her a bouquet of flowers and a nice card. Hey, baby, happy Mother's Day. You son of a bitch! Stab, stab, stab repeatedly, and he's the dad of her two kids.
Yeah.
Now, I did have to go further than the story to find out from a picture or a video still that this woman was a black lady, but I don't think that matters. Who is it? Women that are just, I'm not a woman basher, and I got into a conversation the other day with some guy that we hadn't seen in years. Actually, I think I just met him, but my wife's old friend, and he was talking about one of his exes or something, and I think George Carlin said it first, or most famously, that yes, all women are fucking crazy, but all men are fucking assholes. And so that's kind of an excuse, which, you know,
oh, yeah.
I'm a nice guy, but I can be an asshole.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Every time my
all women can be bitches and all guys can be assholes.
But for the most part, girls, no offense, ladies, I love the ladies, but
you all know you can be crazy.
Some girls, and granted, some guys, John Wayne Gacy,
yeah.
Crazy, Jeffrey yeah. Dahmer, keeping a head in his...
But I'd still have a beer with him.
Well, you wouldn't now, because he got shanked, shawed. He got
shank-shawed.
He got shawshanked for a redemption.
But with yeah, Tim
so,
Robbins.
So, you know, you ladies out there, we love you, and happy belated Mother's Day to you.
Happy Mother's Day.
But if you're a man... You know, who knows? Maybe those people were rich. I doubt it. Because of the actions that were portrayed in the story, I think that they're probably a little bit on the low end of the income just because of
It actions. Makes sense, yeah.
I shouldn't be judgmental, but sometimes I am because this is a sick world we live in. But
he should have celebrated Valentine's every other day, and maybe she wouldn't
have
done.
Home, that's right. If your man comes home with a card and flowers... Yeah. Don't stab him to death.
Don't stab him. He's just wanting to stab you a little bit.
Give him a kiss. Poke him. Do yeah. something and say, we'll
poke him
you.
On Facebook.
And if it's that big of a deal, say, you know, honey, I super, super appreciate it. Super appreciate yeah. those cards. The card
super.
And those
the
flowers.
Super with Joe Pesci.
But if
Joe
you
Pesci.
Could fucking book a room at the coast or something, maybe I won't have to stab you 20 times.
Yeah, just ask him. And, you know, right?
Don't even ask. Just say it like that. And yeah. he'll go, fuck. I'm so psycho. I have to take her to the coast or I'm going to die. So that's just a little... Most of the ladies I know or that I choose to continue to know aren't that crazy. Cause,
yeah.
If you're smart enough, you can disassociate yourself with a
yes.
people like that. It's not good to be around.
For sure. Yeah. All right. We on to some plugs? You got some plugs going on?
You mean for upcoming shows?
Yeah, just any plugs. Should we wind it down and get some plugs in and...
Did you say we're at like 55, 60 minutes? I can't remember.
Yeah, I think we're pretty close to an hour.
All right.
Unless you got some other topics rolling.
I just found it. I just wanted to mention to you, have you ever watched that movie called Heckler?
I have not. It's in my instant queue, though.
I was a little reluctant to watch it because I'm not a big fan of Jamie Kennedy.
Yeah.
But it's
pretty, oh, I've seen that. Yeah, I have seen it.
It's pretty awesome because these people like just... tell him he sucks.
They bash him, don't they?
And he's like, what is it? So why?
Yeah, it's a great movie, actually. I remember that one.
Because there's so many people, like from sports people to actors to comedians.
People just hate him for no reason, though, you know, and it's true. I don't know why, you know. I mean,
but
I don't really hate him.
Malibu's Most Wanted was not a good movie.
Yeah, he stars in these horrible movies. But those movies are jobs for many people, and, you know, he knows they're not, like, Oscar-winning movies.
Obviously, somebody's watching them. We got some
yeah,
bad
his,
reviews.
His grandma.
Yeah. And, you know, some of those, they talked to some of the reporters or the critics, as they call them, that say, granted, you think it's a bad movie. That's great. Say it's a terrible movie. Don't say that Jamie Kennedy needs to jump off a cliff because
yeah.
he has not one shred
of
talent.
Yeah, that's...
He's like, that's fucking vicious, and that's mean, and then like...
Oh, that's just sensationalism.
And the guy's like, well, that's kind of my job. He goes, it's your job to tell people that they're losers? Or is it
no.
your job to tell people that you made a really bad movie? Think twice before you sign that next contract. But
I think it is a great, interesting movie, and it is on instant Netflix for anyone
yeah.
wanting to know. But yeah, it you know people are ruthless to him just because he's in these crappy movies, and you know, I mean,
sorry,
people are writers on those movies, you know, and
you know how many people are employed for a movie? Fucking hundreds, dude.
Yeah,
ripped. You got gaffers.
Know?
You got.
And there's several different writers that goes through different things and stuff, you know, and it's a collaboration of a lot of different people, so it's not just his fault that he's in the movie or whatever, you know. I mean,
yeah, and as
it's
a comedian,
got fans.
You know, I'm kind of starting to consider myself actually a comedian because
mm-hmm.
I've done a pretty big handful of shows, and I've done it in a lot of different cities and stuff.
Yeah.
Gained a lot of new friends. I've never actually been, like, viciously or even maybe a little. Maybe someone said, there was a guy at Taylor's once that was doing it to everybody. Like, say something funny.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. That's I don't really even. He was so drunk.
Yeah.
It's not when you get someone that you've hit a nerve with that you say something and they're like, you know what? You suck.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, that's cool that you think that, but did you pay, you know, so I've, every comedian, and I've learned also from watching that movie and from watching other comics, that you kind of have in a spot in the back of your head a little arsenal of heckler comebacks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't have to try to fumble around to say something and then you look like more of an idiot. And so it's kind of nice. I've
have your missiles ready.
Yeah, I've got a couple. Yeah. You know, usually they're super mean, and you kind of have to be to get your point across. Otherwise, they won't fucking shut up. They will just keep going on and on.
Oh, yeah.
There was this one guy that was getting heckled by a lady at the bar at Goodfellas, and she was at the bar with her back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And quite a ways from the stage, but she kept out yelling stuff, tell a funny something funny, you're an idiot, rock, rock. And he's like, lady, if you're going to fucking heckle me, he goes, at least turn around so I don't have to look at that Christmas fucking ham of a neck of yours while I'm trying to find out, you know. Yeah. She's like, hey, turns around, wait a minute now, you don't have to get mean. And he's like, what are you fucking talking about? She's like, I didn't insult you. He goes, bullshit, you haven't shut your mouth since I fucking started.
Yeah.
I'm up here because the establishment wants me up here. You may not have paid to get in, depending on the show, but if you don't want to be there, leave. And they were saying on the show, a lot of times it's just someone who is either jealous or they want to be part of it. Like a
They want some attention.
Another close friend of mine.
They want some of the easy attention.
And we kind of kicked it on the back porch for Memorial Day yesterday, and he got the opportunity to go see Dana Carvey at the Spirit Mountain
Casino
this weekend.
Yeah.
And, he's like, my friend took me last minute. I didn't have to pay. He bought us dinner and everything. Fourth row. He's a huge Dana Carvey fan. His favorite, because he's our age, maybe a little older than me.
Yeah, Carvey was part of the great part of the Saturday Night Live back then.
Loves Church Lady, right?
That was my favorite time of Saturday Night Live with those guys.
So he's doing a bit.
Bill Hartman.
He's doing his thing, right? He's on stage doing
turtleneck.
Yeah, and during a planned little pause in his talking, my friend thinks it'd be funny to go, well, isn't that special? And, you know, it was totally.
He did that to Dana Carvey?
Yeah. And he walked over to him and he said, well, seems like somebody might want to get in on the show here. And he's like, would you like to come up here on the stage? Maybe that'd be special. And he's like, he's one of those guys that would never get up or let alone want to be pointed out to thousands of people or hundreds of however many. He's like, I just lowered my head and covered my head. He's like, that's what I thought. Okay, and that's special. And like, I go, dude, you don't do that. He goes, I knew after I did it that I shouldn't have. I didn't think it was going to be that quiet when I said it. But it was like, he had said something that wasn't funny and took a break. And he just said it right when it was complete.
Yeah.
It's like, that's a good way to get either kicked out of the show or get totally annihilated by your entertainment.
Yeah, for sure.
So
going back to something you said about critics, so, you know, critics are interesting people because they shouldn't lash out at people, though.
No.
But you could be objective about the movie.
Yeah.
And you just, in my eyes, you know, as far as like a critic, you just got to find somebody that you agree with most of the time, and then that's the kind of critic you go with. You don't have to agree with, like, every critic or, you know, you just find somebody who has the same sort of taste as you that happens to, you know, do that, and you go with your gut with that guy.
It makes me wonder what the actual purpose for critics is. Is it for people to gauge what they would think? Because, you know,
It's a middleman job, right?
I don't think that a critic does any justice for any certain person because everyone has their own opinion. And even if you like certain kinds of movies or certain genres, there's going to be a movie in that genre that you don't like that someone else who loves that genre too said, well, that fucking movie was brilliant. And then,
yeah, it's a middleman kind of job,
so, like,
you know.
Say I go with Gene Shalit, the big idiot.
Just like his mustache.
Whatever he does. Like, so, but then like he rips up a movie that you would have loved and you don't watch it because Gene Shalit said it sucked.
Yeah.
20 years later, you see it, you're like, that's my favorite movie of all time, and I missed it for 20 years because of Gene Shalit and his fucking mustache. He reminds me of that guy that used to do the Doritos commercials with the big mustache.
Jay Leno? He had the big channel.
No. Before that, like Avery Shriver.
I
don't remember
know.
Avery Shriver? He used to be on Match Game 76 and Match Game PM.
Was he one of the panelists?
No, he was one of the panelists, and he had a huge, huge mustache, and he would crunch Doritos, and everything would crumble around him because he crunched them so hard. It was around the Mean Joe Green Coke chugging era.
Oh, okay.
It was back when.
Yeah.
A lot of you listeners out there probably don't know what Uncle Terry's talking about because he's old. But we got off on a heckling sidetrack.
Yeah.
If you guys want to do some heckling, you should come out to some of these comedy shows.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, most of these you will get your ass handed to you like Mike Scheidt at a Slayer concert. We got the the Helium Comedy Club contest is coming up over 89. There's 90 contestants, and me and Gatch are two of them. So as you noticed on the spot before the show there that you could download separately, listen to it again. It'll tell you our times and the dates that will be there and the fact that it's pretty crucial for audience votes to get into the semis.
If you contact us beforehand, we might even be able to get you some free tickets. We might have some left.
I think I've got 8 out of my 15 left.
Yeah, so. I got plenty. So hit us up, and we'll see what we can do. If you live in the Portland area and you don't have anything to do Saturday night, come on out.
That's right. And then also, if you do plan on heckling, don't come to Helium because they will kick you out. They're very strict and they're very nice.
It's a good comedy club,
it's
you know?
It's excellent. It's like being in the big city. I know Portland's got
it. You want to go to heckle people, go to down underneath Burnside Bridge.
Exactly.
Those people like to be heckled.
Also, if you don't want to heckle, you should go to Diablo's in Eugene on Saturday. No, it's a Friday, June 8th. At 9 p.m., we got Christine Levine and Lonnie Brune, both seasoned professionals. Christine will be appearing in an upcoming movie, The Unbookables, with Doug Stanhope and Andy Andrist and some others. She's also going to Scotland.
Friend of the podcast.
She's going to Scotland.
Friend of the podcast.
Yep, she's a friend of the podcast. She liked our status today. We feel like we're privileged now. I've met
all those guys are. I'll call Doug a friend of the podcast.
Met her a few times, and she's always been very gracious, opposite of her persona on stage. Her one-woman show is called Fat Whore, but don't let that fool you. She's a single, hardworking mother of three, and she's a really funny lady, so check that out. What else we got comedy-looking? We got the Dixie Creek Saloon Comedy Showcase number 2, which will be hosted by Dustin Gatchel, hosting it.
I'll be hosting it again.
MCDG.
DG? MC Crayfish.
Not to be confused with my wife, MCDG. But a headliner for that night, the always hilarious and loud Don Frost, and he will make you laugh. He will tell you some stories, and he'll tell you how to get kicked out of a gun show. And that's going to be good, so check that out. It's what did I say? July 7th is a Saturday night, and it's free, 21 and over.
Free.
If you would like to donate, the comics will take your donations because...
Tip jar.
It costs gas to drive around and tell jokes. So,
it does.
Also appearing there is Joshua Finch, myself, and Seth Milstein, and Carmichael McGee, who's kind of a newcomer to the scene, but he's coming up. He's coming up.
McGee.
He's funny. His name's McGowan, but he likes to go by McGee.
McGee.
And he's got a great... bit about being addicted to sex, which you can check out if you go see him somewhere. That's it for comedy. I think we got a couple music plugs. We got more shows at the Dixie Creek Saloon than you can shake a stick at.
Heck yeah.
We won't mention them all, but if you can't make it to Portland for the Helium thing on Saturday, you should go check out Strange Dichotomy and Sick Man, which is Alice in Chains' tribute. It's going to be an unplugged version this time. And owner of the Dixie, Jake Payne, and his wife, their band, will be opening the show, Cascade Rye. So that's going to be a good acoustic-style show. And then at the end of the month, not this month, next month, June 30th, our band, me and Dustin, Sons of Confusion, is going to be playing at the June 30th with Paper Train, Black Hair, and Gnosis, or is it Gnosis? I don't know.
Gnosis. Gnosis, I would imagine. Gnosis?
I don't know. How do you pronounce the name of that?
I got a few plugs on a Sunday, June 10th. Crimson Guardian is going to do a matinee thing from 2 to 6 or around there. There will be some other acts there that we have not confirmed.
I was thinking about maybe snagging one of those sets.
Yeah, minors are welcome with adults. Come on down and enjoy some Sunday relaxing music.
All you minors
in the afternoon.
The
and on June 17th, the same thing, but with Catechist rolling the acoustic thing. And Lindenwood Joshua, Jamie, and Job Woosley.
So these are from bands like 30 Pound Test and Brudos?
Yeah, and Brudos and Catechists.
Awesome.
Yeah, that'll be a good rocking show at the same time from 2 to 6.
And then later on in the summer, we don't have a lot of details on it, but our good buddy Zach Rowe from Vermin Recording Studios in Tangent, he is putting on a metal fest in August at... Hopefully, it will be where he wants it, is at the Riverside Community Center out on Riverside Drive here in Albany, between Albany and Corvallis. It's supposed to be about 7 or 8 metal bands. We have zero details on the lineup. We had some pretty steamy rumors of who might be headlining, but we cannot divulge any information at this point. But check it out. August 11th. Stay tuned. That's going to be 3 p.m. to midnight, an all-day thing. So it's going to be some of the best, the Valley's best, and different styles of metal. But it's going to be metal.
Right on.
Whoa.
And for those looking for something for free, you can go to www.sonsofconfusion.com and enter the code PBT4VXGA.
And Peanut Butter Terry for Victims X-Rated.
General audience.
That's right. Just in case.
Yep, you go there and you'll get the new Sons of Confusion album for free to download.
Can you also... you can get the other one for free now.
You can get the... anyone can get the other one for free now just by going to the same website and just downloading it there. We're trying to give away 200 of those for free by the 15th of next month. We're down to... we've given away 17 so far, so we got 183 left. Tell your friends, let's get those all given out and see if we can make that goal happen.
Yeah, even if you maybe already own the actual hard copy of the disc,
yeah,
maybe you could get it for your iPod.
Yeah, download it onto your phone.
Or somewhere.
Yeah.
So, is that about it?
I think that's it. Shall we say goodbye until Friday then?
We should say at least mention the Amazon in the right-hand corner of the TagCast.
We appreciate your support.
Go shop some Amazon and get us a tiny bit of revenue. And also, there's a donate button there.
Yeah.
Also, there's links to our Twitter and our Facebook, and there's a link to iTunes, so you can download
our stuff. Yeah, everything's right there at the tagcastpodcast.com.
So maybe we'll use this nice little ditty for Soundbed Out.
Let's do it.
All right. All right, so yeah, special thanks to Floyd for our sound bed, and thanks for listening. We will be talking to you guys again on Friday for episode number 5. No guests this week, so thanks for listening. You can check out the rest of this song, and then tune back in on Friday. Thanks, guys. Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.